She can't help that she's popular. Open-ended advice with Krista.
Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. One thing I absolutely love to do is try to help out, you beautiful women out here in Madtown. It's called Open-Ended Advice, and today I'm trying to help out our girl Ashley. Good morning, love. How are you?
Hey, not so great because I need some help.
All right, honey, tell me what your problem is.
Well, okay, so I feel like I really shouldn't be complaining because most of my life is really good. It's like been with my man for years. It's everything for the most part is like really, really great. And I feel so lucky, but I'm like at my wit's end because I feel like I'm with this hot dream guy, you know, that has been, he's been lucky that over, you know, the last decade, he's managed to kind of stay the same. If anything, he might actually be hotter.
Oh yeah.
If that's possible.
Nice.
And you know what? I'm a girl and things, you know, I'm getting older and
sure. You
know, my body's not perfect anymore. And I feel like every time he sees me, like I'll get out of the shower or, you know, like getting ready to go to the pool or something like that. And it's like, I can just feel him kind of like cringe and just the way he looks at me like, oh, like, why can't I be, you know, perfect like he is? And, you know, it's awful. And I feel horrible because, you know, it's like you're trying to be proud of yourself and dress up, look good and all that. But no, I'm not a supermodel. You know, I'm just me. And
so
I don't know what to do.
Is this your husband?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So this is your husband. And like you said, he sounds like a hottie and his body is hot. I don't know what's up with guys. Some guys just like have it easy. I don't know. Us women, though, as we get older, like you said, you know, our midriff kind of goes a little bigger or whatever. We have to work harder all the time. It's just life for us. It's not fair.
Yeah. And he can eat whatever he wants. And I mean, I can't, but.
Right.
You know, it's like when he has something really yummy, you know, like wings or something, it's like, yeah, I want to taste. And then it's like, you know, I'll just be eating like one nacho. And
right.
He's like, you know, you really don't need that.
Right.
And I want to smack him.
Absolutely. You're like, you're a d-. But this is what I have to say. This is a very common thing, I would have to say, and for each a woman and a man to go through. Unfortunately, it happens. But seriously, if you feel like your husband is constantly like looking at you and cutting you down as a human being, it sounds like you're an absolutely beautiful woman and in itself, he needs to go and kick it to the curb. Because when I hear stuff like that happen, I feel like that can be somewhat an emotional abuse type of situation. Like he's really literally making you feel like crap inside. I mean, is that real? Is that what you feel like every time?
God, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's terrible to be like ashamed of yourself.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You work hard enough trying to, it sounds like, you know, work out and do your thing and you don't need somebody else trying to cut you down. I mean, have you spoken to him? Like, you know what, when you say these things, they really hurt me.
You know, I try, I guess maybe not, maybe I haven't been like clear enough, but, you know, because it's just so hard. I feel like you shut down when somebody just completely like fat shames you.
Right. Honestly, I would sit him down and I would be, you definitely need to communicate though, that really hurts your feelings. And you know what? You don't deserve that any longer. I totally believe that we all are attracted to certain things. So that's just the reality of it. Like if you like really nice teeth and your man has not the greatest teeth, well, I think it's okay to maybe sit down and be like, hey, you know what? Let's go to the dentist. Like we'll go together. I mean, I think that's okay to do, but not literally like downplay, downshame who you are. If he keeps continuing that, then you need to pick up yourself, and I would go to the next corner and I would just be like, live your life, because anyone that puts somebody down is insecure about himself.
That's true. Oh, that's gonna be hard.
It's a lot, but you deserve it. I mean, at least give yourself a voice to speak your mind and let him not get away with stuff like that. I mean, you love him, he loves you. Maybe he just doesn't realize he's doing it.
Yeah, thank you.
I hope that helps a little bit, because you sound like a great girl. Yeah, girl, you are so welcome.
I need you to be around all the time.
Honey, I will come. Let me know when you're going to do it. I will be right behind you helping you out. So, Ashley, thank you so much, honey, for calling and let me know how everything goes, okay?
Okay, I will.
All right, honey. Thank you.